podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Fire for them, fire for them. If you're looking for that 35 bag umbrella and all damn thing there, keep it locked with this Dissonomics podcast.
Yo, what's going on, beautiful people? You're now locked into Dissonomics podcast. Hope you've had a great week. This episode, I believe, 323. As usual, we do a shout out to the previous week's episode, the racial hierarchy within the Labour Party, how Jeremy Corbyn got sabotaged. Now, these episodes are now going to be on YouTube. That one is already out on YouTube, youtube.com/Dissonomics. Link will be in the description of this podcast or to the YouTube page. So make sure you subscribe. I don't know how, I've got 1,000 subscribers, which is great. Thanks to your people. I've barely posted on YouTube. So hopefully by the end of the year, we're aiming for 10K. 10K, is that reasonable? Effort, yeah, we're aiming for 10K. So make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend, watch your YouTube, let me know your honest opinion, whether you agree or disagree with what I'm saying, think on things that I can improve on, things that are going well, just whatever you feel, just drop a comment, a like, so on and so forth. This week, we're going to be talking about a pathetic terrorist attack. I say pathetic and with the guise of the people who committed it. A disgusting terrorist attack, which was witnessed by the people of Russia in Moscow at the Crocus Hall, a concert where 6,000 people were in the vicinity. And as I'm recording, 137 people have died and many more injured. An absolute horror show, right? The initial topic of this podcast was going to be why interest rates are ruining my life. That will be on the midweek episode dropping on Thursday. So in the meantime, if you've got any questions regarding interest rate, mortgages, loans, whatever, just hit me up. _Nomics on Twitter, Dissonomics, Dissonomics Pod on Instagram, and of course, Dissonomics on YouTube. But this, of course, took precedent, right? So after the break, we're going to be talking about what do we know so far, right? We saw a terrible terrorist attack. What do we know so far? And I'm going to throw in some cheeky bit of analysis on top of that. But that's coming up after a very, very short break.
Hi, it's MXM, and listen to the Dissonomics podcast because it's lit.
So on Friday, a very, very dark day in just history, especially in Russian history, where four gunmen entered a concert hall and just all chaos broke loose, right? These four gunmen were heavily armed, and they also set a light to the building. And so many, the images, I may post, as I'm recording this, so this is more for the audio listeners, I may post some of the images, but I think it's a bit too graphic. I don't want to put any videos that, first of all, get my page flagged and taken down. And also, I personally don't believe that we should be able to see humans die. I think it's kind of dehumanizing seeing somebody's last moments being put out there for us to see. I just don't think it's right, personally. So I'm going to try to put in some visuals, kind of, so the audience can see, the YouTube audience can see how bad it really was. You literally just see hundreds or dozens of people fleeing from gunmen who are firing mercilessly on these innocent people. It is so, so horrific. And shout out to this young 15-year-old. I believe this 15-year-old boy was an employee at the venue. I'll put a correction if I'm wrong. And he was an employee because they practice protocols in case of emergency, and he managed to lead hundreds of people to safety. So big up him, and thank God that the venue on those training, that some of their staff members, even as young as 15, were able to keep calm and remain sharp and be able to take people to safety in such a tough time. But yeah, man, this is one of the worst things we've seen. I believe this is the second crazy terrorist attack we've seen this year, because we also saw a terrorist attack in Iran. I'm not sure if that was this year or back end of last year, where at a commemoration of an Iranian official that was killed by an airstrike from Israel, there was a terrorist attack which was claimed by the same people who are, or same organization, shall I say, that claiming this attack, where we saw hundreds of people killed, which was another absolute travesty. So yeah, so this happened at the Crocus City Hall. This was on the outskirts of Moscow, which is around 20 kilometers, which is 12 miles away from the Kremlin. And they were about to host a concert for a rock group called The Picnic, where gunmen burst in around 5 p.m. and caused complete and utter mayhem, shooting people, setting the building alight. It was an absolute shit show. So here's like I'm going to try and loop in some extracts from some people who were there, but here's what a young lady said. I saw a person in the stores with a sidearm and there were cracks of gunfire going off. I was trying to call behind a loudspeaker. This was on Russian TV. At some point, fire can be seen inside a hall. Flames later engulfed the facade while glass on the top of the two floors and of the seven-story building blew out. The terrorists used a flammable liquid to set fire to the concert hall's premises, where spectators were located, including the wounded. It was just the images. We see, like, in America, like, these type of things are, like, schools, these terrible school shootings. And we saw that man in Las Vegas, like, just shooting at people. It was kind of similar to this, but it was, like, it was just crazy to see. And there were four of them just slaughtering people. So according to bystanders and survivors of this, the attacks lasted about 20 minutes. So imagine for 20 minutes, that must have felt like hours. It must have felt like an age where you're wondering if you're going to make it. And you're seeing other people fall by the wayside left and right. Unfortunately, people, and as I said, 137 currently, and unfortunately it's going to be 137 and counting, people have died so far. Obviously many from bullet wounds, but also some people have also died from smoke inhalation because, of course, the building got set on fire. We've seen people in their 70s as part of the unfortunate people to pass, and three children. 60 people are still currently in critical serious condition. So hopefully all of them pull through, but the chances are we may see further casualties continuing. Now, what's crazy is that the gunmen managed to escape. Like, usually when there's acts of terror, like, people either are, like, going on a kamikaze thing, like, car bombing, like, suicide bombers, or when they're going to these mass shooting, they eventually are actually shot dead by authorities. These gunmen were able to escape, right? They were able to escape. And they were actually apprehended not too long afterwards by Russian forces. And you can see the visuals. Like, we actually see these people get caught and apprehended. Some were caught in a car, and one gentleman was caught in a forest. You could see people chasing him in the snow with heavily armed, and they apprehended. So all four gunmen were apprehended, and Russian authorities say they got a further seven people in custody. So there's 11 people they are currently investigating. What I found mad was that we're seeing parts of interrogation live. Like, one man, he had his ear cut off, and allegedly they fed it to him. I haven't seen the video of them feeding it to him, but I'll do further research and I'll put a little disclaimer if that was cat. But you see, they cut bro's ear off. Another gentleman, you just see them just kicking bro, stamp on his head, just digging into him with their assault rifles. And I'm not gonna lie, we're allegedly used to a level of professionalism undertaken by police forces and stuff like that, but you just slaughtered innocent women and children. I don't give a crap if they beat the crap out of you as you've been apprehended, because we know you did it. They saw you. Do you get what I'm saying? So it was mad. You're literally seeing them being interrogated. One man, they see the Burna Boy video when he's stepping down with his Timberlands. They had the big boot on bro's head, cuz, like, big boot on man's head, and he's been forced to speak. Like, Russia is a different place. Them man don't play, cuz, like, they do not play. One man, he was taken into the hospital because of his injuries. Fam, wake up. Do you remember in Power, Ghost, when he got to Tyreek with a gun? Sleepy time's over, motherfucker, wake up. That's what it is. They're broke. They woke bro up in ICU. We got questions to ask you, my guy. We got questions to ask you. So the general gist so far is that from these gentlemen, and obviously, like, confessions in a form of interrogation, you have to take out a pinch of salt, because, you know what I'm saying? Look at the scenario. They're on a dual approach. I couldn't imagine being in that circumstance. Like, you've known you've done something absolutely terrible and you've actually been caught. And the people that caught you are the flipping Russians. Long. So they caught bro, or one of them said that they were contacted by somebody on Telegram, right? And they were offered, I think it was 500,000 rubles, which the conversion worked out to be about $5,400, about £4,200, right? Now, me personally, I don't believe what they said, because no, like, the chances are of you going on that mission with a extremely low chance of survival in terms of getting out of there, let alone the fact that even if you do get out of there and escape, you are literally being hunted by the Kremlin and the KGB for eternity. You're going to do that for four racks? Not a chance. And even the nature of the mission wasn't like they went on a bespoke and targeted assassination of a particular person, a public eye or an official. It was an indiscriminate slaughter of innocent men, women and children. For to me, and it's just my analysis, this is my two piece, obviously you're here for Dysonomics, you know what I'm saying? That shows that, in my opinion, they had a level of hatred and disdain for the country of Russia and its people. That now leads us to who did this. Now, what's interesting is that after attack, America quickly said, it was ISIS. It was ISIS. Intelligence says it was ISIS. ISIS have come out and claimed it. So here's a picture of the alleged gunman who did this attack. Now, what's interesting is there's a lot of discourse online and people saying that the way that ISIS claimed this attack is inconsistent and not on trend or not on brand, for lack of a better term, with when they claim attacks. Because many who observe this, they say, bro, usually when ISIS say it, bro, they're not on a no face, no case. They want you to know that it was us who did the drillings. They'll show their face and they'll all do the similar salute with their finger. Whereas with the image, alleged that they're not all in the same, as you can see by the images, they don't look the same. So some people saying, is this a really ISIS or is this like a false flag? Now, those who say it's ISIS have a very strong case with regards to the fact that ISIS released the GoPro images of the attacks. This wasn't from the Russian, because the only people that should have the GoPros are the Russians, because the Russians are the ones that apprehended these gentlemen. So only they should have the GoPros. So the fact that ISIS were able to release them, at the very minimum, ISIS was involved to a particular degree. Now, people are arguing, why the hell would ISIS run up on the Russians? Like, that doesn't even make no sense. Why would ISIS do that? Well, the argument today is that ISIS has had a beef with Russia due to what happened in Syria, and which they call the slaughter of Muslims in Syria. So with this attack, people believe this is from ISKP, which is the Afghan branch known as Islamic State in the Khorasan province. And they're the ones who claim responsibility for this attack. So analysts say that these men, they're very brutal. They're very malicious with their attacks. They're in Moscow. They're PVC were in Iran. And they believe that we're going to see more attacks like this, right? They've also been linked to Tajikistan, right? I'll bring this. What I was going to bring up, I'll bring it later. So this group has a reputation for very vicious and savage attacks. Obviously, we've seen in Moscow, people believe that they were involved in Iran, and some analysts believe that we're going to see more and more attacks from these people. Now, what some analysts are saying, and from some of the information from the Russians, is that these gentlemen were from Tajikistan, right, which is not too far from Russia. And when they were apprehended, somewhere in the car, there was passports there, which indicated that they're from Tajikistan. And obviously these men, the Russians know who they are. They're not foreign nationals, right? The group, the ISKP, the ISKP have had a history of attacks. So they've claimed responsibility for the 21 attacks outside the Kabul airport, which left at least 175 civilians dead. They've also been linked to attacks in May 2020, killing 24 people in the maternity ward in Kabul. So they do not play, right? So there's links between, so some people believe ISIS, some call it ISIL, ISKP, and they believe that these gentlemen were members of this organization. Now, on the other hand, it's very clear that the Russians have something they believe of involvement with Ukraine. But they're not outright saying it, but they're saying something's gone on here. The reason why is that if you look at the location of the attack and where the gentlemen were apprehended, where were they going? They were on their way to the Ukrainian border. And Russians believe they've got evidence that shows that a window was created for them to be able to come in to Ukraine and escape and seek refuge and go on about their business from there. So to the Russians, that indicates that Ukraine is involved in some way, whether they are the masterminds behind this, or that they were in the loop and they were prepared to allow these gentlemen to get access through Ukraine to their safe, to their refuge, their escape, get access to Ukraine to escape the Russian forces. Now, the fact that it looked like they're going to Ukraine to escape is undeniable, because just look at the sheer location. Like, if you look at any law and order stuff or watch any documentaries or listen to any people that work in the industry, they say that sometimes there's no point chasing a criminal who's just committed a crime. Usually when people do some of these acts, they're quite emotional. Just go to the house. That's where they're eventually going. They're going to have to go home eventually. So usually, where, instead of chasing people, look where they're going. And that's what we can see with this attack. Now, what's interesting is the relationship between the United States, NATO, ISIS, Russia, Ukraine. Now, obviously, we know that Russia have had a long-going war with Ukraine. And there are factions of the Ukrainian government that are quite far-right, quite neo-Nazi, and they have called on numerous occasions for barbarities to happen to the Russian people in retaliation for what's happening in Ukraine. And it's not like Ukraine haven't committed any acts of terror. Like, the destruction for the Crimea Bridge is an act of terror. And because the Crimea Bridge had no military significance, so why are they blowing up the bridge? You tell me. Now, there's quite a lot of smoke going on with what happened with the Nord Stream pipeline being destroyed, which is a pipeline that takes energy from Russia into Europe. To destroy the Nord Stream pipeline, you have to go deep underwater. So to do this, you're going to have very, very sophisticated set of skills and intelligence. Who did it? Some believe it was the United States. So with the States, they didn't curate per se, like, oh, we're creating ISIS. With the United States, they were involved in the beginning, where the United States and the UK helped fund, trade, and arm ISIS to kind of overthrow the government in Syria. So naturally, people believe that USA has very significant impetus and influence to kind of get ISIS to maybe claim attacks or help them construct attacks in foreign lands. So for example, the attack in Iran, people believe that USA and Israel are behind that. This attack, people believe that NATO is behind it because of what's going on. I'm not too sure. I will not be surprised, because the United States has a history of being involved in foreign countries, arming opposition to take out governments where they don't like. Off the evidence we got so far, I think it's pretty clear that ISIS was involved. But I will not be shocked if there was no involvement from the Ukrainians with the assistance of maybe the Americans. Who knows? But crazy. Most importantly, rest in peace to those lives that were lost. And we pray that most people pull through. But yeah, very bad. So what do we know? 137 people killed so far as of Sunday evening. Many more injured. Started happening around 5 p.m. at the Crocus City Concert Hall. Four gunmen, all apprehended and currently being interrogated by Russian officials. They're not citizens of Russia, they're foreign nationals. There's likely ties to ISIS, and they tried to escape to Ukraine. As usual, I'll give you updates. The Russians have said they're going to do a thorough investigation, and they have warned if there's any person in Ukraine responsible for this, we are going to blast you. And if anybody in the Ukrainian government was involved in this, all I'm saying is rest in peace in advance. Peace.
Sports Social Podcast Network.